Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love Loves Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And all of us have had some fears and insecurities and yielded to them, but we should stop. I said we should stop and we should meditate on these truths. We ought to get up in the morning thinking about how much God loves us and talk about it and think about it all morning long and at lunchtime and all afternoon long and at night. Amen. And just preach to each other about how God loves you. Do you know how much God loves you? How much? Tell me how much God loves me. And think about it and talk about it morning, noon, and night until we are perfected in it. We are fully developed in it. And nobody and nothing can get it out of us. Like we talked about this morning, nothing can separate us from that love. Nothing. Nothing. Nobody can shake us on it. We know our Father loves us. We know it. We're totally convinced. And friend, you get like that, you can face anything. You can look anything in the eye with not one bit of fear in you. And when you are fearless, you are a problem for the devil. I'm telling you, he just can't do anything with you because he can't scare you. And if he can't scare you, he can't stop you. He can't get you to quit and go hide and stop. You'll just blaze right into anything. You'll just up and obey God. Because you're not afraid. No fear. Somebody say, no fear.
No fear.
No fear at all.
No fear at all.
Just love.
Just love.
What did he say? Perfect love, completely developed love, casts out fear, because fear has torment. And he that fears is not made perfect. He's not fully developed in love. We love him, verse 19 says, because he first loved us. I want you to say it out loud. God loves me. Close your eyes, say it. God loves me. God, my Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, the God of David, loves me. The God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ loves me even as he loves Jesus. God loves me. Hallelujah. And if he really does love you and he really loves you like that, what will he not do for you? What will he withhold from you? No good thing. Somebody say, I believe it. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God. Look with me in Mark, the 9th chapter. Mark 9. And then let's look in Psalm 27. Mark 9, Psalm 27. In Mark 9, a man brought his son to the disciples, who had been having seizures or fits, you might say, who'd about lost his life numerous times by going into a fit and seizure and falling in the fire and almost burned him up, fall into the water and almost drowned. And this man had obviously heard that people had been getting healed and delivered in Jesus' ministry and through his disciples, so he brought his boy to the disciples. And now Jesus had sent out the disciples and told them to go out and to minister healing and miracles. And they'd been doing this. Great things had been happening through the prayers and laying on the hands and ministry of Jesus' disciples. Well, now they brought this man, brought his son to them. And apparently they went through all the things they had been going through and getting being successful with other people. But the boy did not get free. He did not get delivered. He wasn't healed. Now, you know, this is when a lot of doctrines are started. When somebody prays, somebody does something, and it didn't happen, they didn't get free, they didn't get healed, then people have started new doctrines going, well, it must not have been God's will. You know, the Lord must have been working something out through that, and you just never know. But no, Jesus came down from the mount, and if you got your scripture there in Mark 9, he came down from the mount, and there was this uproar about what was going on, the boy and the disciples and him not being healed. And Mark 9, verse 17, Mark 9, 17, one of the multitudes said, Master, I brought unto you my son, which has a dumb spirit, and wherever he takes him, he tears him and foams and gnashes with his teeth and pines away. I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Now, just because a preacher, a minister prayed, or several ministers prayed, or you prayed and fasted and had this one or that one to lay hands on you and it didn't happen, that doesn't prove it wasn't God's will for it to happen. We don't ascertain the will of God for us by what didn't happen for somebody else. You don't find the will of God out by what didn't happen for somebody. We find the will of God in this book, irrespective of what did or did not happen for somebody else. All, well, somebody didn't receive. Well, all that proves is they didn't receive. It does not prove the will of God. So the disciples, they prayed. They ministered to the boy, and the boy didn't get set free. But Jesus comes back, and the father approaches Jesus and tells him he brought his son, and tells him the disciples couldn't get him set free. And Jesus said, verse 19, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. So we see what one of the problems was faithlessness. Yeah, but it was the disciples. Faithlessness. Yeah, but they've been getting results. Yeah, but right now it's faithlessness. Faithlessness. In fact, other account, when they came to the room beside themselves and they asked him, why couldn't we cast him out? One of the writers said, because of your unbelief. That's what he said. So keep reading. He said, when he did, he brought him to him and he went into this fit and this seizure. And Jesus asked his father, how long is it ago since this came to him? And he said, of a child. Oft times it's cast into the fire or the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. See, the father of the boy, he's looking for somebody that's got the power. He's looking for somebody that's got the healing ministry. He's looking for somebody that's got the faith. And he brought him to Peter and James and John and those guys, and they didn't have it. They obviously used to have it because there's miracles that's happened in other towns, but they lost it somewhere or another. And so he thinks, well, Jesus is back. Oh, great. I'll get him to do it. And he said, well, I tried to get them to help my boy, and they couldn't help him. But if you can do anything, please, 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 help us. And what did Jesus say? Help me out. Jesus said, huh? If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Amen. Do you believe that verse? Do you believe the words of Jesus, the master, the head of the church? Now see, so much of the church is still right where this father was at. Oh God, if you can. Oh God, if you will. Oh God, if we can find somebody that's got the power, if we can find somebody that's got the faith. And so can you see, he tried to put it all in Jesus' lap, so to speak, and say, if you can do anything. I tried to get your helpers to help my boy. They couldn't. But if you can. But Jesus wouldn't accept that. In other words, he's saying, what do you mean if I can? It's not a matter of if I can. It's not up to me. If you, can you see he turned it right back around? If you will believe, all things are possible to him that believes. We don't receive according to the will of God. We don't receive according to the ability of God. We don't receive according to the power of what God can do. We receive according to our faith.
Amen.
Are y'all with me, saints? See, for millions of people around the planet right now, they're leave it up to God. Well, it's up to God. Well, that's not what Jesus said. It's quiet. I'm going to stay right here just a moment. You believe men's ideas or you believe what Jesus said? See, the man said, I tried to get them to help and they couldn't do it. And if you can do anything, please have compassion. Help us. So he's begging and he's leaving it up to Jesus. And Jesus said, no, no, you can't leave it up to me. If you can believe, all things are possible to, what's he telling him? Is he telling him it's possible for his boy to be healed? Even though other people have prayed and other things, they've gone through the motion of a lot of, is he telling him it's still possible for his boy to be completely free and never have any more seizures? Come on, are you listening? Oh, friend, do you believe no matter how long you've been dealing with something, how many times you prayed or somebody else prayed, is it still possible, come on, for you to be healed, for you to be delivered, for you to be made whole? Is it still possible? Yes. Is it possible to everybody?
Yes.
No. No. It's only possible to those who believe. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. I believe when he said that, those words and the piercing eyes of Jesus just went right through that man, and he just hollers out, I believe! I believe! Then he paused and said, help my unbelief. And here is a wonderful revelation. Have you read the rest of this story? I said, have you read the rest of this story? What happened? Did the boy get healed? Did the boy get delivered? And yet his dad was dealing with some stuff, wasn't he?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love Loves Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.